Well, the question I have for you today as we're looking at this verse in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 15, have you ever been drunk? Have you ever been put into a situation where people were encouraging you to drink? Why were they doing that? What is the goal? To lower your guard so that as a result of that, the filter is down and you're willing to do things that you never thought you'd do. That's what I hear happens regularly when somebody gets drunk. It affects driving. It affects thinking. It affects decisions. He says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 15, he says, "Woe to him who makes his neighbors drink. You pour out your wrath and make them drunk in order to gaze at their nakedness." I've heard story after story after story of girls that regret decisions that they made based on the fact that they had gotten drunk. And same for men. Same for men. Well, Babylon's sin involved the use of liquor, particularly for the purpose of manipulating other people. The Old Testament pictures Babylon as a nation known for its drinking parties, which often turned into wild orgies. We see that in Daniel chapter 5. Parties of this kind did occur, but for Habakkuk, the practice symbolized a larger problem of relations between nations. Babylon took advantage of other nations, bringing shame on those that they conquered. More so than in other nations, in Israel, nakedness symbolized shame. In their drinking parties, those who became drunk might expose themselves during their drunkenness, thereby bringing shame on themselves, as Noah did. And this is what Babylon had forced on the nations. And this is a woe judgment against debauchery. Verse 15 here describes the lifestyle of many politicians, leaders, and people who are heading to judgment. They go drink so that they can weaken the senses of others, so they can pursue immoral behavior. People who go to bars looking for happiness are going to the wrong place. Many a man and many a woman has ended up in some mess because they went to a bar, had some drinks, and ended up in some immoral relationship. Now, what is described here are political leaders who actually sponsor parties to let alcohol flow so they can break down defenses for immoral purposes. Drinking too much alcohol leads to the grossest forms of immorality. It breaks down defenses and it breaks down morals. The truth is, drunkenness and immorality go hand in hand. There have been many immoral things done when a person is drunk that they would not do if they were sober. And it's no coincidence that drunkenness is brought up here because the Babylonians were known for their drunken, immoral parties. Rome was known for the same thing, and frankly, so is the United States. The Bible says, "Be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit." And so we as believers have a choice to be somebody that's going to allow this thing to take control of us, called alcohol, or allow the Spirit of God to take control of us. Both things lead to an honesty, an openness. But I'd rather that the Spirit of God be what leads to honesty and openness. So that's the bottle deposit. Let's make it our prayer that we'd be obedient to the Lord and not head that direction.